Bloomington's underutilized COVID-19 testing site could be gone after this week unless the state fully takes it over.
But we should know more in the next couple days of if that will continue and how that would continue.
That's Jessica McKnight from the County Health Department. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, April 9th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in McLean County. There was one more confirmed case of COVID-19 reported locally yesterday. That brings McLean County's total to 63 people. Six are still hospitalized and 25 have recovered. Meanwhile, county health officials say they don't know if the drive-up testing site at the Interstate Center in Bloomington will continue beyond this week. The federal government is ending its support of the mobile clinics on Friday. County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says the state would have to take it over.
I know they would like to continue it, but obviously there are several things that they would have to figure out due to, you know, the support was from the federal level, the lab support, you know, the different things that they had in place.
Even after the federal government expanded who could be tested there this week, the clinic is still running at only half capacity. Statewide, the Illinois Department of Public Health yesterday announced 1,500 new cases of coronavirus and 82 additional deaths. That includes several cases at Central Illinois prisons. The Logan and Pontiac Correctional Centers both have confirmed cases among inmates. Both prisons are now on lockdown. Meanwhile, Illinois public health experts are scrambling to understand if and how the human body can become immune to the new coronavirus. Since the virus that causes COVID-19 is new among humans, it's not known if any person has developed what are known as antibodies that can protect the body from the disease. The state's public health director, Dr. Ngaze Ezike, says that's what makes COVID-19 more dangerous than past outbreaks like SARS.
So some of the assumptions that we make, thinking, oh, this was like SARS, have not borne out. So trying to assume things based on what we have learned in the past from similar viruses is appropriate, but as we get more information, that can change.
ZK says she expects the state will soon be able to test those who have been infected for antibodies to see who might be immune. Governor Pritzker has said that information will be critical to knowing when to lift his stay-at-home order. Meanwhile, the surge seen nationally in people claiming unemployment benefits is happening in Bloomington Normal, too. More than 5,000 people in the Bloomington Normal area claimed unemployment benefits in March. That's a tenfold increase from a year ago and one of the best views yet at how stay-at-home orders and shutdowns have cut into the economy. The 5,000 people claiming unemployment is nearly three times higher than it was the peak of the Great Recession. On a related note, the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity announced late yesterday it's awarded $14 million in small grants to over 700 small bars, restaurants, and hotels. 12,000 businesses applied for that funding, which was awarded via lottery. No word yet on whether any Bloomington Normal businesses will be getting money. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Illinois is allowing garden centers to reopen for deliveries and curbside pickup after initially shutting them down during the stay-at-home order. The Bridgestone Tire Plant in Normal will restart production Monday after being closed for several weeks because of the virus. And the Green and Libertarian parties in Illinois have filed a federal lawsuit claiming the stay-at-home order has impeded the petition process necessary to get on the November ballot. See more on these stories and our daily blog at WGLT.org/coronavirus. Truck drivers practice social distancing all the time. They drive alone. They often sleep in their cabs. You might think the pandemic-required isolation would be business as usual. But drivers still have to eat, shower, and use the bathroom. John Nort reports on how truckers cope with the shutdown.
Desiree Ann Wood is president of the driver advocacy and support group Real Women in Trucking. Early in the pandemic, many truck stops shut down shower and food services over worries drivers would spread the coronavirus. Wood says truckers erupted on social media. The National Association of Truck Stop Owners worked to educate state and local governments that the federal government designates rest stops and truck plazas as essential businesses important to the national national relief effort.
So the showers have reopened, but the food services have been limited. A lot of them were saying they're only going to serve through the drive-through.
You can't get a semi through a drive-through.
Dan Fleming of Leroy drives cross-country for the national firm Estes. Fleming says several restaurants in Wichita, Kansas had drive-through food policies. He said restaurants and truck stops have begun to make adjustments. They asked truckers to call ahead and either let drivers walk up to the drive-through window or have workers bring the food to the truck.
A McDonald's that had their phone number on their marquee, and they said, we love truckers, call us, and we will get your order to you.
Driver destination points are an issue. That's when drivers can go into the shipping office and ask to use the bathroom. Desiree Ann Wood says this was sometimes an issue even before the pandemic. Now Wood says even formally accommodating businesses ask drivers to stay in their truck.
So you're basically trapped in your tractor with no toilet, and then they take forever to load you. So you could be there 5-10 hours and not have a way to go to the bathroom.
Wood says rest stops were open on a hit and miss basis early in the shutdown.
Those are places truck drivers rely on to go and wash up in the morning, park to sleep, make some coffee if they've got a coffee pot in their truck. So people need to be aware that they need access. They can't park everywhere. They can't stop everywhere.
Drivers also worry about catching the virus. Wood says the nationwide shortage of personal protective equipment extends to truckers who have to enter warehouses and businesses to load and unload. If the truckers do catch the virus hundreds or thousands of miles from home and need to quarantine, Wood says there are many problems. Is there enough money to stay in a hotel for 14 days? Who is going to get them food? For those employed by companies, is there support? If they become sick enough to need care, who brings them to medical providers? And where can they park the trailer for 2 weeks?
That's another thing we've been hearing about, is drivers that park somewhere and then the tow truck companies comes and boots their equipment and tries to shake them down for money. That we just heard about that happening in Charlotte and a couple other locations.
Wood says truck drivers network through various online support groups. Facebook is the platform of preference. She says word spreads quickly about communities that support truckers.
A community brought out a trailer with portable showers, which is awesome. And they were making food for them and giving them little care packages.
Leroy trucker Dan Fleming believes the recent attention to cleanliness should have been standard procedure even before the pandemic.
I think people are learning to be a little bit more cautious and a little bit more clean and sanitized, I guess.
Some truckers believe that when the pandemic has run its course, people might be more empathetic when drivers ask for support. Here's Desiree Ann Wood.
Like getting more truck parking, modernizing the way that they're paid. They have a way to relate to it now. Now they can see what truck drivers do when they walk in the store and they see those empty shelves.
That's what truckers do. They deliver the stuff that goes on the shelf. I'm John Norton.
Before we let you go, the next downtown Bloomington Farmers Market has moved online. The April 18th market will do curbside pickup of pre-orders, which are now open for the next week. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.